We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Our destiny is not frightful by being unreal.
The Patriots are underdogs. I'm not betting against the Patriots right now.
Time is a river which sweeps me along.
Hey, we've never seen a guy like Mahomes.
I don't care.
I am the river.
We've never seen a guy like Tom Brady.
That guy number 12.
I am the fire.
Let's go! Let's go!
Thomas, we are officially in Edwards, Scorched Earth, Patrick, Post the Flake Gate, Brady, you tour.
If you're going to compete against me, you better be willing to give up your life.
I don't with that guy.
Because I'm giving up mine.
I ain't messing with Tom Brady when he's like this right now.
If you're not motivated this week, you got major problems.
Is Tom Brady the greatest player in NFL history?
Okay, where, when, Tom, cold, weather?
The answer is yes.
Blood?
Yes, he is.
Don't matter.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Taking your phone calls and getting your ticket. Feeling better about all of this? Julian Edelman must be feeling really good about this game on Sunday. You know, he's selling the shirts, Bet Against
Bender,
Us.
Bender.
Which, if it was Houston Texans, you know, with the little jackets or somebody else, would be sitting here laughing at it. And then in the last 7 minutes, he has tweeted out a concert poster. Tom Brady and the New England Patriots featuring Gronky Gronk and the Squirrely Bunch live in Kansas City at Arrowhead Stadium off of I-70 West this Sunday, January the 20th. And he's got a little animation there of Tom Brady, a little cartoon of Tom Brady.
And this is going to shock you, but does this sound look very similar to the TB12 times?
Yeah, it does, yeah.
probably
the same person. You think the same person doing it?
He's not the most creative guy, is he?
Well, it's not him. It's his guy that's doing it. His
so
guy comes.
Is it the same guy that does Tom?
Maybe.
Probably.
Maybe.
Same guy that they J11, TB12.
We got TB12, which we call your brand.
I'm going to do something different.
So can I ask the question?
J11.
So, we're going to put out a hype video. What should we do?
but can I ask the question?
Put on a poster, like a TB12 poster. What should we put? What should we do? Should we do that? Yeah.
So he's part of
if they were doing it, if Kansas City Chiefs are doing this right now, are we laughing at it?
We just spent like 10 minutes killing them for their super
fan. No. We are. But are the fans laughing at it? No.
I think they love it.
Yeah, but they laugh at it.
So cute.
They laugh at it when the opposition does it. I'll say this. They better win this game on Sunday based on some of the stuff they're throwing out there. Now, maybe they're using it for self, you know, motivation. Maybe they're doing it because they're really confident based on the game plan they can go win that game. But boy, if I'm the Kansas City Chiefs and I'm looking at all this crap and the T-shirts and everything, I'm throwing it back in your face Monday
morning.
No,
you know what you're saying is they're just like us. They're kind of corny and, you know, silly and a little bit cheesy, us.
Right.
You know we have hype songs and they have hype songs. So everybody's just getting in line.
But wait a minute, haven't we talked about this team over the years as being anti this? They don't do this crap. They're not
like
this.
I feel like this is just...
Yes?
Well, no, but Tom, I think, has been doing this.
Yes.
Recently, he's done the...
the last few years. Yeah. This TB12 thing that he's been doing. These pump-up videos. I mean, and then, of course, because Tom's been doing them, then Jules has been doing them, too. So, really, they've been doing them just that he was out last year. But a few years back, like they did, whatever Tom does, Jules is going to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they've been doing
whatever
it for the last couple of years.
Bark like a dog.
Coming to America.
Yeah. Like a little. No, it's barking like a dog, and then it's like a big dog.
Bark like a dog.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the exact same thing.
Bark like a dog.
So maybe
Brady got suspended for four games.
He had to get suspended.
Jules was like, I got to get suspended for four games.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm gonna do mine a year later.
Brazilian models. I mean, you know, the whole thing.
That's a good point.
The whole script.
That's a good point. Live your life like Tom Brady. Yeah. All right, let's get back to the phone calls, and then we'll get Lombardi on here in a couple of minutes and find out what he thinks. Mike is in East Longmeadow. Hi, Mike.
Hey guys, how are you?
Good, Mike.
this is pretty much geared towards Glenn. He made a couple of comments that I would like him to at least explain.
Good, get him.
What in the world have you seen in the Kansas City Chiefs defense where you absolutely, based on your conversation today, think they are better than the Patriots?
I didn't say that.
You said they were better.
No. Okay. No, Hold on. I said if the two were playing. It, no, I didn't. I answered it clearly. No, you weren't listening. I said if we put it in a. Mike, let me answer. Mike, if you want the fact. I said if we.
Mike, zip it.
I was asked the question, Mike. If they. Christian asked me, put it on a neutral field. Who has the better defense? I said New England because I like their back end a lot better. Okay? Now, if you want to look at the two defenses during the course of the year, Kansas City has given up 17 points at home, their defense, and New England on the road, they give up 24. So, in Kansas City, I like that Kansas City defense. I like them even more with the sound within the stadium because they're going to be able to cheat off that defensive line. It's going to be loud. Brady's going to have to go on a silent count, and that makes it more difficult. I think his cadence sometimes screws up defenses. He's great at it. He's not going to be able to do that.
Wow. He left. He actually hung up the phone.
He hung up the
phone. You wore him out. Congratulations.
Thank you. Here's John in a truck. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Afternoon.
He just hung up the phone.
I think all the football talk about the three phases of the game, offense, defense, matchups, and all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think the guy who wants to win this game most of all is Bill Belichick.
Yeah, that's right.
4-0 against Philly and 2-2 against Kansas City. I think Belichick really wants...
Can I just ask?
I know he wants the game, Glenn. I know you're going
to... Everybody wants to win, John. What kind of statement is that Bill...
No, I just think that nobody's... I think that the old man rival is kind of a big deal. I think Belichick wants this game more than anything because it's against Andy Reid.
John, are you looking forward to the chess match?
Eh? Yeah. Okay, we'll go with the sports cliche. Yeah, the head coach and Jets match. Yeah, but I just think that this means a lot to him. This game means a lot to him because he's playing Andy Reid. I think that's not good.
Do you think it meant a lot to him when he was facing Doug Peterson last year in the Super Bowl? Apparently not, right?
Oh, that's a tough one. That's
Bill. Apparently he didn't think much of that one. Said, screw it. I got nothing against Doug Peterson. Seems like a nice guy.
There's minimal history there, Glenn.
Right.
Yeah, but it's a Super Bowl. I mean, John, come on.
Okay.
I'm just amazed because I'm going to tell you this right now. They lose this game on Sunday night. I'm usually the one that is sitting here and people say, you're just sucking up to Bill. You're sucking up to the Patriots.
You are.
No, I'm not. I've always given you my true feelings about this honest. Team. And I do, honest, unlike
you're
you.
So authentic.
Abe, do I look a little bit like honest Abe?
No.
If I lost a few pounds, I could and get a little taller. Jesus.
You had to text Bill to apologize to let him know you're going to pick against him.
But I'm telling you that I don't feel good about this game on Sunday. Now, I guarantee these same people that are calling right now will be calling saying, Bill didn't get the... Say that last guy. Bill wants to win more than anybody else, and then Monday he'll be calling saying, Bill didn't go out and get the enough receivers.
That's fine.
Right?
Yeah, Brady didn't go to OTAs.
He didn't go to OTAs. You're going to get all of that same stuff on Monday. That's what you're going to get.
That's what I'm really looking forward to. Well, you know, he could have completed that pass, but, you know, him and Philip Dorsett, they're just not on the same page, but... Those OTAs, man, I'll tell you what, they could have made a difference.
Derek's in New Hampshire. Hello, Derek.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Ordway.
Yes, sir.
You're doing a great job, you know, doing the radio clickbait. I mean,
I'm not doing clickbait. No. No, that's Tony Maz. No, wait a minute. Hold on. Time out. That's what Tony Maz does. That's the contrarian thing. That's most of the public is going to go in one direction. If you've listened to me long enough, you know that I don't do this.
Matter of fact, crack.
Thank you. I'm usually accused of being the Patriots suck up. I would love to see them win the game Sunday night, Derek. They have sucked on the road this year. I'm sorry. I don't feel good about this game. I'm being honest with you.
I'll be honest with you. How can you not feel good about our run game against the 25th ranked running defense?
Because they're better.
The run game's going to open up that passing game once we put 100 yards on them.
No, because you can't run on the road. The Patriots have not run on the road this year. I don't know if you realize this is a road game. They run at home. Where's Sony Michel on the road? You want to look it up? I'll give you the numbers if you want to see the numbers on the road, because they really suck on the road running the football. I'm not making stuff up.
How many games has Rex Burkhead on the road had this year? You don't think they're going to use him in this game?
What does that have
to
do with the game?
He's looking through his
notes.
Glenn
does have
too many notes
somewhere.
I haven't.
No, it was, I forget. Somebody had the article. Oh, it was Gregan or not had all the article. But honestly, what is Rex Burkhead? I mean, that's like, what does he got to do with anything? What's he going to do, run the ball 3 or 4 times?
No, he could catch the ball out of the backfield when they think it's going to be a run.
You're wishing and hoping, and I'm with you. I'm wishing and hoping as well. Guess what? They don't do it. They don't do this.
Run the ball to keep the offense, Kansas City offense, on the bench.
Right, I agree with you.
Control the game that way.
I agree with you.
And then that's going to open up the passing.
All right. So I'm going to give you a follow-up, Randall.
Like always have.
Randall, let me give you the follow-up. Like they always have? Good. Let's use that line. They always have. All year long, Derek, they have not been able to run the football on the road. So when that breaks down and they can't run the football against Kansas City's defense, what do you do then?
Then you throw the ball what Tom Brady can always do. You throw that little screen pass. You then opens it up, and then you throw the deep ball.
Okay, hope you're right.
Derek, you ever thought they were going to lose?
Yeah, they could lose this game, but I thought they were going to lose at home first time they played them, and they surprised me.
I picked them last week.
Like, if you ever in your life thought they would lose, that's what I was wondering.
You want some noise? He said last week. He said
last time they played against Kansas City, thought they were going to lose. Okay. I'm with them.
I liked them, I think. I liked them in this game this past week, because they've been a totally different team at home than on the road. All right, let's see what Mike Lombardi thinks about this game, right?
All right.
He knows Belichick and everybody in there well. So let's find out what his take is on the game. We'll do that next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
MF 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. Obviously, we've been talking about this game, and we want to get Mike Lombardi's 2 cents on it. Christian and Lou both think the Patriots win. Unfortunately, I do not feel good about this one, and I think they lose in Kansas City against the Chiefs. Mike Lombardi, author of Gridiron Genius, joins us live right now, brought to you by Town Fair Tire. So, Mike, I'm going to throw it right out to you right out of the gate, because we've got a lot to talk about with this game. Who do you like in the game? And tell us exactly why you think that team's winning.
I think it's really about the home field here. I think it's a situation where it's difficult to play there. I think it's going to be a challenge for the Patriots to match up across the board with this Chief offense, even though Kareem Hunt's not in the backfield. I think it's still going to be an issue. You're going to have to double Kelce, Tyreek Hill. You can't let the ball get thrown over your head. And I think when you go back and watch the game, everybody says Mahomes didn't play well in that game. And I would say that's probably true the first game. But I'm not sure the Patriots played their best game either. I think there was a couple of errors that they made that typically they don't, i.e. giving up a kickoff return and then Brady fumbling on the 3rd and 10, which gave the Chiefs great field position. But I think it'll be a great game. I'm just thinking it's a hard place to play. I think the snap count's going to be really difficult, and it's going to be harder to run the ball there. And I just think that on the road, it's going to be a challenge for the Patriots.
So Kansas City, that's who you're picking?
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, Mike, in your book, Gridiron Genius, see that plug? See how I hooked you up right there?
Thank you, man.
Compare the Patriots to Bruce Springsteen, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm not a huge Bruce Springsteen guy, but whatever. Can you kind of explain that and what you mean by it?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. I think what I try to do is people talk about Malcolm Gladwell's 10,000 hours, and it's really important in anything that you do in life to excel in it, you must practice at least 10,000 hours. But I thought Gladwell stopped it short. I thought what Gladwell stopped short was if you go see Springsteen perform at a concert and you listen to him play Born to Run, he's played it over 2,500 times in his life, and if you've never heard him play it before, and the first time you hear it, it would be like the first time I heard it. It's exactly the same. Boredom never sets in with Springsteen. He gives the viewer, he gives the audience exactly the same show every single time, and he's never content with just mailing it in. And I think a lot of that is what the Patriots are all about. They never take the season for granted. They never take contentment as something that they believe in or they're entitled to. And I think they just work their asses off to show everybody every year that they're there and they're going to keep working.
Well, one of the things that the Patriots and Bill's always done is take away the biggest weapon. And we were talking about, I know Kelce is still a great tight end, but Tyreek Hill's that guy. But how hard is it to take away Tyreek Hill with his speed? Because it seems like these broken plays is when he just loses people.
Right. I think it's a combination of two factors, right? I think that they got to rush him like they rushed Aaron Rodgers. They got to force Mahomes to back out of the pocket, not step in and go out. When Mahomes is on the move, whether he goes right or left, he is deadly throwing the ball. And you can't cover Hill for a long time. I mean, if you just go to the 4th and 16 play that cost the Ravens the game, it was really Hill's ability to just keep running that escaped and made that play. And because he was able to get out of the pocket, look, it's easier said than done to keep Mahomes in the pocket. It's a hard thing to do. And I think that's the biggest challenge. And when he gets out, Hill's speed shows up. Look, you can say you're going to control Kelce. I think the Patriots treat Kelce like a wide receiver, which is what he is. You've got to handle him at times. You've got to double him at times. You've got to jam him at times. And you got to force him to win, force him with people around him. And it's a challenge. And then, you know, Sammy Watkins, how good can he play? What can he do? What does he bring to this offense? It's a lot of weapons they have. And it starts when Mahomes escapes the pocket.
Yeah, so, okay, so easier said than done to keep him in the pocket. You treat him like Aaron Rodgers. All right, so then he does escape, right? He's not like one of these quarterbacks that wants to, you know, keep running. He wants to scramble to throw. So as a defensive backfield, now what? I mean, well, are you just going to sit there and chase continually, or
run with this guy? See, what people never talk about is when you want to play man-to-man against teams, you can't play 70 plays of man-to-man. Your corners just get exhausted. They can't run. The receivers come out of the game, the corners stay in. You know, nobody substitutes corners during a game. They substitute receivers. So you've got to really mix it up, and you've got to have a way to be balanced with your ability to play some zones to your defense. Not that they can rest, but they're not running across the field and breaking down as he tries to make plays, and you've got to be disciplined in what you do. I think the width of the field is a concern for the Patriots with their linebacker situation. They've got to be able to handle that in base downs. And when teams have run the ball out of nickel against the Patriots, they average over 5 yards a carry. It's been a problem all year. And that's what I worry about in this game.
All right, we saw last week at home, Tom Brady had plenty of time in the pocket. They ran the ball effectively, which opened up play action, and he was throwing against the zone, and Tom Brady found soft spots everywhere. So now you're on the road. It's loud, maybe the loudest stadium along with Denver in the league. You're going to get that front four getting off the mark a little bit quicker. How do they protect Tom Brady? How do they run an offense very similar to what they ran last week, Mike, where they can run the ball with a 7.5 minute run and put some points up on the board and keep the ball away from Kansas City?
Well, it's a great challenge, and I think Josh did a wonderful job last week of playing Canadian football, which is get two downs, first downs and two downs, but yet controlling the clock. Hard to do, right? But he did a great job with it.
Explain that again, the Canadian football. Explain that again.
Well, Canadian football is they only have three downs, right? So they have first and second, and then if you don't get it, you punt. Well, if you take the Canadian principle and bring it to the NFL and get first downs and two downs instead of staying in this most ridiculous thing that anybody on television talks about, which is third and manageable. Like third and manageable, if you're at 40%, that's good. We want to keep the football, so stay out of third and manageable. Get first downs and two downs. Play Canadian football. And that's what Josh did a great job with. And he was able to control the clock and yet stay out of a lot of third downs. The first drive of the game was probably the most third downs that he had until he got to the second half, and they converted them. But they're always hard to do. So I think you got to do that. And on the road, that's where the problems start. Snap count, guy jumps too early. Instead of third and four, it's third and nine. Next problem. I think the thing Brady will have to do is step up in the pocket. They've got to protect inside out, and they've got to keep Chris Jones from messing up, because we all know this. We've seen Tom too many times. He's so good at being able to handle the guys that can rush from the outside. It's the inside rushers that cause the most problems, and it's also the inside passing game for the Patriots that causes the most problems. And the last time they played, Brady was 17 for 20 when he threw the ball inside the numbers, and that was really what beat him.
So, Mike, last week we saw what Rob Gronkowski did. He was outstanding against the rush, running the ball and blocking. My question is, was that game plan? Or is that just, this is who he is right now? Can he get back to that pass-catching guy that we've seen in the past this Sunday?
I think this is who he is right now. He did a wonderful job. I mean, he really did a great job of blocking. I thought Trent Brown played as well as he had all season. No penalties, no mistakes. He really played well. I thought their offensive line really was focused and played well. It's going to take that kind of effort. And look, no matter where we see Gronk today, he's still a weapon. He's still big. He's still physical. He still has great hands. And so if you underestimate him and he gets open, he's going to be a problem to tackle like he was last week. So even though he may not be the Gronk of old, he's still a very big factor in this game with his ability to run block and his ability to make plays down the field.
So if Gronk is a free agent, just play make-believe right now. If he's a free agent and the Patriots don't sign him, what do you think his – What would his market value be? Where we're talking, is it $12 million a year, $9 million a year? What do you think it would be?
You know, I think it would be predicated on a game by game basis. I think durability would be a concern for anybody stepping into the arena. And how much gas does he have left in the tank? Is he a 1 year player or a 2 year player? I think that's going to modify it. And I think certainly he's going to have an incentive-based contract that can get him to that $12 million number, but it just giving it to him, I don't see that.
Yeah, so you don't think someone would say, do you think he's back? Think he's back next year?
$12 million.
A lot of it depends on where
$12 million.
I think it depends on where he feels his body is.
Okay, let's assume that he wants to play. Let's assume he wants to play, and everything is still on the table.
All players want to play. Where is his health?
Okay, so let's say he's healthy. He's healthy. He's healthy. He wants to play. Healthy for him, going to be 30, right? And he's got, a $12 million salary. Is that something the Patriots would be willing to
cap number,
pay him?
Yeah.
That's a cap number. I think that, to me, when you say he's healthy, are you saying he's healthy all this season? Because I'm not sure he is.
Well, I guess, you have to base your opinion on, don't you have to take some risk, right? Because everything's still an unknown, so... With the unknown, isn't that how
risk? You wouldn't be taking a risk. If you thought he was playing through some things, and guys do it all the time, that maybe through an off season, through rehab, you wouldn't be taking that risk. But if you feel like he's 100% healthy and he's not really playing through anything, and this is who he is, then I think that's a different conversation.
Mike, who do you like in the NFC game?
I like the home teams. I think, when the Eagles had to call a timeout to start the second half of that game last week, that tells you how loud that place was. Now, typically, what's the reason you defer? You defer because you want to get the ball at the second half when everybody's taking a leak and everybody's buying a hot dog, right? So, nobody's in their seats. And you can usually start the first five or six plays with no noise whatsoever. Not in New Orleans, not in the Superdome. It was loud. I think that's going to be a factor. I think unless you've played in that environment, unless you've watched a game in that environment, there's a sense of urgency that you feel that doesn't come through the television.
All right.
It makes you anxious. And I think that anxiousness will cause Goff to throw the ball more than he wants to throw it, quicker than he wants to throw it.
All right. Mike likes the home teams. We'll see. Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys.
See you later. That's Mike Lombardi. Who do you guys like in the NFC game since we're onto it?
New Orleans.
I know it goes against everything history has told you here, but I like the Rams. And the reason why I say that is because the home team's basically been undefeated the last 5 years.
Is that part of the reason why you're picking the Patriots?
6 years in a row, it should be Kansas City and the Saints. It's just that I'm worried about the Saints. I don't think they'd look right. And I think there's so much talent. I look at the Rams, I actually think they've underachieved. There's so much talent defensively. They're not that good. They haven't been that good. But if Aqib Talib can handle Michael Thomas, or they double Michael Thomas, you watch the Saints enough, you know that they I don't know where they go.
Well, you got Talib back.
I don't know where they go.
And I don't believe Marcus Peters was healthy the first time the two teams played, which was a great game in which the Rams came back and still lost that game. I will say this, the Sheldon Rankins injury, the defensive lineman, I was looking at the numbers. The numbers are off the charts, Lou. So you ready for this? Teams run 4.3 yards against them with Rankins. You take Rankins off the field on any play, and it jumps up to 4.8.
C.J. Anderson, Todd Gurley.
And that's
Todd Gurley.
And that's it. C.J. Anderson, the bowling ball, along with Todd Gurley, one of the best running backs in the league.
It's not that I trust Jared Goff. As a matter of fact, of all the quarterbacks, I don't believe in
him. That's the reason I'm not taking him.
But, I worry about their defense and being able to stop the run and And I worry about Aqib Talib talking smack and backing it up with Michael Thomas. Yep. And if they shut him down.
Can I say it again to you?
Teddy Ginn Jr.?
Yeah. Jared Goff on the road with noise.
Tre'Quan Smith?
Jared Goff on the road with noise. It's the one thing that's preventing me from taking the Rams, because I look at all the stuff, the Rankin's injury, fact that maybe they can run the football, control it, keep it away from the New Orleans offense, and then I throw Jared Goff out there on the road with the noise.
Rams in the under. Huh?
Brandon Cooks going back to his old team. I mean, there's a little revenge factor there.
Yep. Mm. I'm going to take the two home teams.
And they have a similar makeup to the Patriots as far as, listen, it all starts with that running game.
Yep.
It all starts with getting those guys going and then play action off of it. Mm-hmm. A lot of nakeds, a lot of bootlegs by Goff. But you'll never see the Patriots do a bootleg. I can't remember the last time I saw Tom Brady run a bootleg.
Tom Brady throw bombs.
He throw bombs, though.
But bad things are going to happen with that. That's like throwing that Philly special with Tom in there. You know, bad stuff.
That's why they never run it.
It's going to happen. but you know, it is going to be interesting to see these two coaches. Because they're not coming back with the exact same stuff that they did earlier this season, right? I mean, both coaches are going to throw something different at you. And Andy Reid is noted for this. Even though they did some stuff, when you look back at that game, earlier in the year, and they do strange stuff anyway, a lot of motion, misdirection, and all this other stuff. They overload one side, three receivers on one side, then you got a guy going in motion from right to left, and you get four on one side.
To me, that's crazy. It's all eye candy.
You tell me, how important is it for a defensive player to know what the hell he's seeing?
Well, that's what you don't want to.
It's confusion.
The key is, like, you don't want to get influenced by all that misdirection, all this motion. It's just motion. The only reason they use motion, obviously, is to try to confuse you.
Mike Francesa broke that down earlier.
Blah, blah, blah. Still one of the best breakdowns.
But he calls the protection and he says, blah,
blah. It's a secret code. It's a secret code.
One of the best breakdowns I've ever heard. I've never heard anything better than that.
He dumps the ball, and when he releases the ball,
he dumps the ball. Let's get to a couple more phone calls here and get an open line for the first time since 2. It's 617-779-7937. Here's Steve in Beverly. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good, Steve.
Hey, so I think I do think this is going to be a tough game. I have a hard time picking the Patriots, but I think if we do win this game, there's going to be two main areas. One's our secondary, obviously, because I feel like you've got to double Tyreek Hill to somehow contain that speed. And then at the same, then you can put Gilmore on their second best receiver, so he's not on Hill, but then you still got to deal with Kelce, which I think Chung's done a pretty good job with in the past. So that's a big thing for me. And then additionally, the offensive line, not just to keep Brady upright, but to create the running game like we did last week against San Diego.
The offensive line, and Christian brought it up earlier. Offensive line's going to have to be terrific, and they're not.
They're about big. He's big.
And they're not. They're going to have to not get influenced by the crowd, because it's a different game when you play in there. Somebody wrote today how few Patriot players have actually played in Arrowhead Stadium. So for a lot of these guys, it's a first time affair.
Yeah, but there have been, as far as awards given out to the best answer to certain questions, I think that goes to Sony Michel when they asked him about whether he was nervous or not. And he gave the perfect answer, and it was basically, listen, the more I'm prepared, the better I study and get ready for the game, the less nervous I am, which is great, but the only thing you can't deal with is just the overwhelming noise that is going to affect you. But even that, I think if you, a couple first downs, sorry, playing Canadian football? Play Canadian football?
I like that.
I couldn't understand what the hell he was talking about, but it makes sense
downs.
When you...
Yeah. So stay out of third down.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Stay out of third down.
Right. Stay out of third down. Why wait to third down?
Right.
It's second and seven. Why just try to go third and three?
Right.
Let's just get a freaking...
It's manageable. It's not.
All right, 617-779-7937. We're right back to your phone calls coming up next.
OMF. We return to more of Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
They don't have it anymore. Superman lost his cape, Tom Brady.
Yep.
I don't think that's the case anymore. What I saw last week from Tom Brady, what I heard from him after the game, 50 Cent, many men wish death upon me. I think we are officially in scorched earth, post-deflate gate, f*** you tour, Tom Brady. And I don't f*** with that guy. I ain't messing with Tom Brady when he's like this right now. Because there ain't a damn soul. I don't think too many people think they're going to go and win. I think this is one of the old guys' last little ride. I think it's a new kid, Pat Mahomes. Here we go. Changing of the guard. How many times has Tom Brady played in changing of the guard games? And it's never f***ing changed.
Who's buying into the videos and Julian's t-shirts, concert posters?
He bought four of them.
That'll be the difference in the game.
Don't get it twisted. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Sure.
I'm buying into a healthy Tom Brady. Why were they 3-5 and not 5-3?
By the way,
they were 5-3 if Brady was healthy. Well, he wasn't, so they lost those last two. They would have won those last two if he was healthy. He's now healthy, and he's an FU tour. Don't FU tour.
By the way, both teams are totally healthy. Patriots, nobody doubtful, nobody questionable. The Chiefs had O'Daniel, the linebacker who had been having problems anyway with his ankle. So he's out of the game, but nobody's doubtful. Nobody's questionable. That would be Dorian O'Daniel. You don't have to worry about that.
No excuses. We didn't have this guy. Because in years past,
they're both as healthy as they've been all year long.
Well, I would even say last year you didn't have, Eric Berry, right? The year before that, you didn't have Gronk.
Right.
So two of your most important players over the, last 10 years or so, at one point in time, either one of them wasn't there.
Yep. Got them all now, Ordway. Got them all now. Feel good about this one.
Lou likes the Patriots.
I do.
34-27. Christian likes the Patriots in a close game, a field goal, 27-24. And unfortunately,
just the way it happened last time.
I'm sorry. I know you've tried to pick me up in the last 4 hours. I don't feel good about this one. I think Kansas City is going to win 35-27. I don't feel good about it.
So you're picking them to lose, but you're not feeling good about it.
I'm not
feeling good. Change your pick.
Because you don't feel good about it either. But then I would just be
you're playing the pom-poms.
You're kind of picking them to win. You're afraid of it too.
I just know it's going to be close because I don't want to be. I don't like the anxiety that goes along with it.
So I'm going to flip flop.
I'm going all wiggy.
You are going all wiggy. You are.
I don't mind touchdown. No. It's comfortable.
By the way,
because they jello for sauce.
Do you think it's kind of foolish that they replaced in the last 2 days the entire grass, natural grass surface? I don't know about you. Have you ever swapped out your grass turf in the winter?
Yeah, fresh cut grass.
The Patriots did it all the time.
They did it all the time. But in this cold weather?
Back before they put that turf on, they had so many issues. They were constant. Remember, like, the NFL made them change. Remove the turf. And they
like
did it a couple times.
Ago, they swapped it out within two games.
No, that was the turf stuff, though. We're talking about natural grass.
You're right, but even before that, Ryan, there was...
They did. He's right. They did swap it out.
Natural grass.
They had to because it was a dust bowl, if you remember, in the center of the field. But here's the problem. Tomorrow, they're expecting snow, rain, ice,
so is that
sleet.
The final? Is that your final answer?
Ice, right?
Is that the final answer?
Tomorrow?
No, you don't think it's going to get chopped up or whatever?
What,
the field?
The grass? I mean, I thought it wasn't going to rain. I thought it was just going to be like 31 degrees.
We have a temperature inversion because
tomorrow.
It's Arctic air in nature.
Cover it up. So what?
Tomorrow's Saturday.
They cover it up.
Yeah.
No, don't worry about it.
It was a mess last week. If you watched the game last week, it was a mess last week.
Yeah, but they changed it. They changed out both end zones and they fixed the middle of the field.
All right, back to the phone calls. Here's Ryan.
I'm so f***ing done with weather talk.
Here's Ryan in Tingsboro. Hello, Ryan. Yep, same problem, gentlemen.
All right, there you go. Ryan's there.
Did you do it or did I do it?
No big. Who cares?
I did it.
He wants credit for everything.
Oh, I know.
Jeez. Hey, guys, my question is, why isn't Josh McDaniels got more credit? I know at the beginning of the week, a lot of credit was given to the unpredictability of the offense, and people have cited Bill and Brady and even the run game.
It's simple, Josh Ryan. McDaniels. It's simple. When they win a game like they did last week, Josh McDaniel gets praise. If they lose a game and people call up and think that the game plan sucked, then they sit there and they point the finger at McDaniels. That's part of the territory, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, I hear you, but doesn't Belichick pass the game plan down? And haven't we been celebrating Andy Reid for his offensive mastermind-ish? I mean, if there's anything to be said for the last week, it was being aggressive, even when most teams would have got conservative. I just wonder why we haven't talked much about McDaniels since he got overlooked for those head coaching jobs.
Well, I think McDaniels had... Yeah, he called an unbelievable game.
Here's the reality is that, you know, did you guys see that article? I don't know what they called it when Brady and Bill sit down. I don't know, who's it, Karen? Yeah. I don't know, what skull discussion?
Skull sessions.
Skull sessions? No, but okay, so Brady and Bill sit down. They talk about the team. They talk about the other team's weaknesses and how to attack them. Where's Josh?
That's not part of the deal. That's not that's not his whole
world. He's not opening
that,
up the world.
That's not the world that's open to him.
No, so I'm interested.
Yeah, this is level 10.
We never really know, truly, like, what to give Josh McDaniels credit for. It's like we don't know what to give Brian Flores or Matt Patricia or anyone other than, like, Tom and Bill, what to give them credit for. Tom and Bill Belichick sit down in these skull sessions.
That was my skull.
They watch film. They talk about the secondary. They talk about ways to attack this defense. And Josh isn't there.
He's so working on goal line. Working then
they,
on goal line.
So then they inform
Blitz
him.
Pickups.
So then do they go and say, by the way, we've already sat down. We've already determined this is how we're going to attack him. Go figure it out. Put something together.
Yeah, yeah, I was going to say that, too. That's exactly what I was thinking. Oh, we're all on the same page.
I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world.
Obviously, he's got a big role. Obviously, he's got a big role.
I guess so.
But honestly, I don't know how you sit there and you can just definitively say, this was great by him. This was great. Bad week by him. Great week for him. Because your quarterback's still calling plays. He's already admitted, I'm not going to put us in a play, even if it's called, that it's a bad play.
Right.
So it worked out well. Was that a beautiful call by Josh, or did Tom recognize something?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I think
the play didn't work. Was that a bad call, or did Tom audible out of it?
I think most people here think that Josh McDaniels is pretty damn good offensive coordinator. I don't think he takes an awful lot of heat. Now, if the game plan sucks and it really they get chewed up, then and it happens Sunday night, he's going to take heat on Monday. That's how it works.
Boy, Ben Watson not playing.
Let's go to Cliff in the car. Hi, Cliff.
I saw that.
Appendix.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
Good.
Cliffy.
Quick question. More towards Christian. Leather helmet day, but years ago, with the flip of the coin, and everybody defers now, 9 out of 10 times.
Let's go back to 1955.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but don't you think the first 10 minutes of this game are vital, and do you think either team is going to absolutely take the ball?
I like what Michael Lombardi said. I think you defer, and this situation is different than last week with the Chargers. I think you defer.
I disagree.
And you want to get that ball. That is the benefit. You get that ball in that second half. I don't care how hokey and how like corny the Kansas City Chiefs fans are. Some of them will be in the bathroom. Some of them will be coming back late because it happens here for championship games. You see all those red seats.
I disagree. Are you one of those that say that if Kansas City can't get off to a fast start, are you worried if Kansas City does?
I am.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. Both teams, I think, the Chiefs are number two in first half point differential. And guess who's number three? The Patriots.
Well, I'm just saying, Kansas City's best in the first quarter. They're absolutely explosive. So,
yeah,
to me, I'm going to get two possessions to their one to make sure they don't get out to that fast start. You know, in other words, I got my first possession to score. If I can't, they do score. I got a second possession to kind of keep it where I need it in the first quarter. So I think you take the ball right away. Maybe you go down there and get seven, and you just pretty much guaranteed that they're not going to jump down your throat. You know, they're not going to jump on your 14.
You don't like the ability. I mean, I hear what you're saying.
I want my first two possessions versus their for one, because if they get the ball first and score and I don't, now we're talking about 14-0.
Well, but I also feel like you want to have the ability to get those cheap points before the half and then get the ball back, right? So I think that's more important.
I think the beginning's more important. That's just
Well, I mean, sure. I mean, but look what happened last time, right? So the Patriots score, the Chiefs have, so they go three field goals in a row. Was it four? I'm not even sure. But it was all field goals.
Patriots took a big lead in the first half.
They say so I can sit there and say, "All right, both teams are really good." So I think you could take your chances. Knowing that you're really good right out the gate, they're really good right out the gate. Hold them to a worst case scenario. Hold them to a field goal, but get that then. But you want to be able to double dip. To me, that's the backbreaker.
Can't have it both ways.
No, you can't be the Death Star and the little angel that could.
No,
that's what they are.
They're better than you though.
But by how much though?
No, I'm just saying they jump on you.
But Lou, okay, but they're number two and the Patriots are number three. And first half point differential, the Chiefs are number two. The Pats are number three, the Rams are number four, and the Saints are tied for eighth. So all the teams that are in the playoffs are pretty good.
Who's number one?
That's a good question. I don't know that number.
I don't know.
Let's think about it.
Jerry,
I don't know.
Let's go back to the phones. Jerry's in South Carolina.
Really.
Hello, Jerry.
Look that up.
Hey, guys. Hey, I heard that there was a line open, so I thought I'd give you guys a call. So, hey, one of the benefits for the fact that the Patriots have been in the playoffs so many times for so many years is you can start seeing trends. And I tell you, the two trends that I always look for the Patriots on whether they're going to win, and you can usually see it right away, is can their line protect up the middle, right, to keep Brady, because Brady will step up whenever he wants. So I'm not really worried about the Dee Fords and the Justin Houstons. If Brady can step up, we got a chance. The other thing is that they always seem to do really, really well is take away the number one offensive option for the other team. So, Glenn, would your opinion be different? Would you be picking the Patriots if our line can hold the middle, right, the middle push, and we could take out Tyreek Hill? Does your opinion change?
Yeah, I'd feel better about it, but it still doesn't mean that you're going to win that game. You take out one weapon for Kansas City, they've got more. The biggest weapon Kansas City has, and nobody's talked about him during the 4 hours of the show today, or 3 hours, is Patrick Mahomes. Because he's so different. You know, he's a kid that will take that ball and he runs, but he runs to throw the football. So you could do the greatest job. I have total faith in the Patriots secondary. I think that's been the best aspect of the team all year long. So you could do the greatest job on their play, right? As they've got four guys, different routes. And you've done a phenomenal job. But Patrick Mahomes still has the football. And it's 3 seconds. And it's 4 seconds. And it's 5 seconds. And he's running. And by that time, everybody's got separation. Because a defender cannot hold a guy that long. That's what scares me the most about Kansas City. Mahomes.
Right, but if you go ahead and if you put two guys on Tyreek Hill, which they will do, and they'll put Gilmore on Watkins.
Yep.
They'll definitely not give Kelce a free run off the line. They're going to hammer him. They're going to put high tower.
Okay, but I'll tell you what. But if you have a guy that's going to defend Tyreek Hill off that line, and that defender is the one that's going to jam him at the line, guess what happens? Hill is 10 yards behind him by the time he finishes.
No. What they're going to do is they're going to trail. They always used to do this with the Malcolm Butler. He would always be in trail. You have someone in trail, someone over the top. You bracket a Tyreek Hill. They're going to take Tyreek Hill out of this game.
No.
They're just going to do it. But
listen, what you're explaining is fine on whatever route he's running.
Yeah, like one safety is doing a half drop, the other safety is doing a straight down the hash.
But I'm not the route that he runs isn't the big concern.
No, it's Mahomes extending
the play.
It's
when the route stops and he's standing still, and Mahomes is, and all of a sudden he's like, "Where should I go?"
Right.
Oh, I'm gonna spin to my left and take off because in two steps he's in full speed and you're gone.
Yep.
Or spin to my right and go the other way of the field and he's gonna throw it to me. So the route itself, again, I feel more confident of the Patriots being able to take out DeAndre Hopkins.
I agree.
Who I think is a better pass catcher, or Antonio Brown, or Juju, or Julio Jones, than I do this guy.
Or Kelce this game.
A second look at him, I think it's going to help. I think it's going to help, and that's why I think Devin McCourty becomes the most important guy. That last line of defense.
I will say this, too. When you look back at that game that they played earlier this season, and it was a rough first half for Mahomes, Mahomes is a better player, better quarterback now than he was earlier in the season. He is. He just seems to be far more mature out there and have a better idea of what he's doing. All right, we got another hour to go. We'll take more of your phone calls talking about the big game coming up on Sunday at 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.